March the 21st is the day the Church of England remembers Thomas Cranmer, who was martyred on this day in 1556. Cranmer is the person who gave us the greatly treasured Book of Common Prayer. And I've written a poem called The Two Kings, which meditates on the difficult and dangerous times in which he lived, on the struggle he felt between the powers of the world, the state, and the unique call of Christ. And it's prefaced by a little quotation from Jasper Ridley's biography of Thomas Cranmer about a dream he had during his last days of imprisonment and interrogation. Soon after he had signed the fifth recantation, Cranmer had a dream in which he saw two kings contending together for his soul. One of the kings was Jesus, and the other was Henry VIII. The Two Kings. Bearing a light to break the gloom that gathers in his littered room after the Latin Mass is sung, Cranmer essays the English tongue. Before his straining eyes is set the single word, Magnificat. He writes, delighting in the word, My soul doth magnify the Lord. Elsewhere, other voices sing to laud and magnify the king. A woman turns her whitened face to beg his majesty for grace and offers up her perjured soul, a sacrifice to bluff King Hal, whose chains and scourges still disclose the blood within the Tudor rose. Could Cranmer ever hope to bruise that hydra-headed serpent whose insinuating influence turned in the word obedience and tempted him upon his knees to tender Caesar Peter's keys? He offered Henry heaven's trust, dust bowing down to worship dust. Yet he, whom Satan had convinced to put his trust in such a prince and so provoke his jealous God, denying the redeeming blood, was chosen, judged, and justified in the same blood that he denied. So Cranmer, who betrayed the Lord, was brought to glory through his word. As, through the medium of a dream, the word in him redeemed the time, his faith denied and found again, held fast in that foul Oxford reign, where chained and bound by pious friars, he thrust his right hand in their fires, and crying out in fits and starts, burnt his best sermon on their hearts.